You're such an asshole.
How you kids doing? Old Capmeister here. And I don't know where I come down on this one, in part because it kind of depends on what we're talking about, what the conditions are, what the contexts are. But also, I won't lie. Studies show, research suggests. Now, normally, that is a condemnation or criticism of leftist ideology or research, because that's all that really comes out of academia. And all you'll get these, the social sciences are completely worthless. There's no veracity. There's no repeatability in the studies. It's all political propaganda. And the reason you don't even have to like go back. Hey, did you notice that every solution always is more of other people's money? It's always socialism. It's always not their fault, someone else's fault. It gets tiring. So there's no veracity to the social state. So I'm always suspect of any kind of sociological study that comes out. Still, if you keep it short and simple and the methodology is pretty, and I know it, you know, you'd say it have a bias. Dude, I would like to submit this to academic rigor. People are like, oh, it's biased. No, it's that bad. I didn't go out. I knew like the data on this is going to be bad. And it was even worse in some cases. But no, I was looking at the data, like I was going on dating profiles. I'm like, it can't, even I was a diet. It can't be that. Oh God, it's worse. It's worse than what Chad says. But there's some pretty simple statistics. I don't make it complicated. I think this is the case. Also, I won't lie. Generally, I'm going to give right or non-leftist leaning studies a little bit more credibility because they always conclude things that people don't want. You need more work. You need responsibility. No, we can't do things without consequences. Generally, if you don't like to hear it, it means it's true. But at the same time, I mean, I got to look at the guy's, you know, research and all that. We'll go into that. So here's the question. Oh, crap. Closed out. Let's pull that back up. Boomer Cappy. Where'd he go? I had it here. Oh, yes. The email has to take so long. So long. So long. You remember when email just worked? Okay. Hi, Cappy. Want to know your thoughts on a woman's number of people she slept with, obviously, and if you think it should be a disqualifier or a negative. A friend of mine refuses to date any women with a double-digit number, and I hear a lot of other men and see YouTube videos that is a rule for guys to not date women with high numbers. Let me introduce some I haven't even thought of yet. How do you know? They're not going to tell you. That's the closest kept secret in the universe is a woman's notch count. There's no way you know. Even when they report it, when we survey, they're not telling you the truth. So I'm kind of curious how they figure that out. I don't really get it since those guys usually have high numbers themselves and are proud of their high number. All right. Let's talk about the difference between men and women. God, do I have to repeat Rollo here? We got to do Rollo 101. Everyone go read The Rational Male if you haven't. Men must become, women simply are. All right? Because of the disparate sex drives, which I go into great detail here and how it brings about an economy, that's how things get produced, is a disparate, meaning very different sex drives. Because women are just simply not that interested in sex, and men are way more interested in sex. Women aren't, they're not going to give it up. They're just not that interested in it. Oh, they'll give it up to the right guy if they're in the right mood, but they're just not, guys, get over it. I mean, and there's different measures, but men have roughly 9 times the sex drive or interest, we could say, of having sex than women. Then you throw the fact that I feel a little sympathetic towards it. They're constantly harangued, I wouldn't say harassed, but propositioned that you got 100 messages in your inbox. I can see if they get really sick of men. One gal who is not a leftist by any means, she's like, because we're sick and tired of you men following. I'm like, whoa, okay. So I have not been a pretty woman. I have not been in their shoes. But I guess, yeah, it would get tiring. It would get annoying all the time having men. What was it? Was it Seinfeld? Peen. Some peen? Would you like some peen? I don't think Seinfeld never did dirty stuff. He never did dirty jokes. Anyway. And they did that study, you know, like Girls proposition guys, 98% of guys said yes. Guys proposition girls, none. Not one said yes. All right. So for a guy to have a high notch count is an accomplishment. You had to prove yourself in some way, either through physical strength, simple numbers approaching a lot of times, money, genetics, which necessarily isn't in your control. You had to go and achieve something. Women just don't sleep with the losers. They go to the finish line and wait for the winners. So you have to do something as a guy. A girl, long as you're thin, a lot of times, not even if you're thin, if the guy's just desperate enough because of the disproportionate sex drives, that is not an accomplishment. Now, at the same time, you know, I'm a little more libertarian and try to be fair as much as I can. I don't fault women necessarily for sleeping with a bunch of guys. I don't necessarily, well, so if you like sex, go have sex. Right. I wouldn't even necessarily say, oh, that then means something morally. Does it? You know, it's not my business. But in terms of decisions, yeah, if you want to go sleep with guys, you enjoy sex, go ahead and do it. I'm not going to stop you. You know, whatever. But generally speaking, women really don't want to have much to do with it, except in when the things are aligned and the right scented candle is lit and they just watch their favorite movie. So for a guy to achieve, that is much more of an accomplishment. It's no different than like a guy climbing the mountain and then the girl going downhill. Like, wow, she coasted downhill. Yay. So I see where it is. That is, wow, dude, you're a stud. Whereas I don't like the S word for the gals. I don't think that necessarily, I mean, by definition, okay, yeah. But I don't know why the negative connotation. So, you know, you don't really get it. Well, that's an accomplishment. That is like, you know, going to state or coming in first. This is why we had a client like, I want to sleep with 100 girls. And like, okay, by the age of 30. All right, yay, you made it to three figures, three digits. After a while, like you're like, hey, you know what? I've slept with enough girls. I think the median number of girls the guys have slept with is 7 or 8. Girls, you don't know. They claim it's 4, but you never know. So yeah, if you sleep with 10 or more, you're in the top 30%, I guess, of men. If you're 30, I guess you're in the top. It depends on your age group, but you're definitely top 1Z, 2Z, 3Z percent. Yay. All right. But it is an accomplishment. It is. It's just like, do you want to be in the top 1% or 1/10 of 1% if you want to go for 100? I don't care to. And it is not an accomplishment for a woman to get laid. That's just not. So that's why it's not celebrated or impressive. Is a woman having a high number a negative, and why is it okay for a man? Why explain why it's okay for a man? A reason my friend says the woman's likely to cheat, but if so, then is the guy also likely to cheat if his number is high? Yeah, I mean, guys, yeah, I don't have any studies to back that up, but yeah, if a guy is like bang, if he's got opportunity, what was it? You're only as loyal as your options, Chris Rock. Yeah, if a guy can get play, he's going to get play. He's certainly going to postpone marriage or commitment. Yeah, if a guy has a high number, he's likely to cheat. Whereas the simp beta who marries this high school sweetheart, yeah, he's probably not going to cheat because he can't get no more. Maybe he's Paul Newman and doesn't want to. Look it up. So to answer your question, does a woman number matter? It all depends on what your goal is. If your goal is to have sex, the number matters. And in that case, you want to be as high as possible. Why? Because you want to get laid. Of course, there are certainly STDs and a risk of that you got to concern yourself with. If you don't believe me, also look up the Book of Numbers. Find out what percent of gals have STDs. But removing that independent there, third variable. Yes, you would like a girl to have sex. And I'll tell you this. I don't want a virgin. Never did. You know why? They're a pain in the ass. And usually they're religious. And usually they don't even like sex, and they use the religion to exceed. And if the right guy came along, they toss that virgin card out in half a second. But having dated many women, you get these gals like, no, I'm saving myself. 1 out of 10 of those, are doing so legitimately for Christ or Allah or for good religious. 9 out of 10 are just using because they don't like sex and they're using religion as a means to not have it. And usually you could tell that where they are very cold women. There's no hugging, no kissing. And I've dated gals who are like legit Christians and they didn't want to have premarital sex. Fine. But you could tell they really, boy, they wanted to. If there were to be a wedding night or a honeymoon night, they weren't going to not have it. But for every one of those, I don't even think I dated 9. There are like cold, dead fish in the ice, sitting on ice type of Christian gals. No sex. Not because Jesus. And the answer wasn't Jesus. Jesus was the excuse. It was they really didn't want to have sex. They found it distasteful. Or they just didn't like it. But if you want to have sex, yeah, the higher number count, the better. Right. Fine. Okay. But then if you want to get married, well, that's where this study that's been cited many times before comes in. And this is the one where if women have, you know, the more guys a girl sleeps with, the higher the chance of divorce. I think we've seen the chart and the data. Well, I wanted to go to the study, and here it is, utah.edu. It's been established that having multiple sex partners before marriage sometimes lead to less happy marriages and increases the odds of divorce, but sexual attitudes and behaviors keep changing in America. Some of the strongest predictors of divorce in the past no longer matter as much as they once did. According to new research by Nicholas H. Wolfinger, a professor at the University of Utah's Department of Family and Consumer Studies and adjunct professor in the Department of Sociology. So already I'm a little suspect. In new research published this week for the Institute of Family Studies blog, Wolfinger identified several interesting trends. Divorce rates have fallen for the shrinking percentage of American women who married as virgins and stayed essentially the same for those with one or two premarital sex partners. Divorce rates went up the most for women with 10 plus sexual partners before marriage. But the surprising thing Wolfinger said is that women with exactly 2 premarital sex partners have consistently higher divorce rates than women with 3 to 9 partners. And the reason why is alpha widow right there. She had the guy, you know, it's cuddle wookums. She had the guy dumps her, then she runs off to her ex, but she always is going to pine. Actually, hang on. Let me pull it up. Let's go through that real quick. We'll explain that oddity where there's 2. Saving the best. This is from The Rational Male, written by Royo Tomosi, some old guy in Nevada. To start off today's topic, I thought I'd repost a Red Pill Reddit thread, I think, linked back to last week. Rather than give you my own summary of the guy's situation, I felt the impact would be more significant by posting its entirety, also because I don't really believe the guy got a fair hearing in his original post. How long is this? Okay, basically, guy marries girl. Sex is lackluster. She won't do certain things. Then he discovers her sex tape on the internet where she is just doing everything imaginable. And he says, he doesn't say these words. He says, I married a lady of the evening who F's like a prude. All right. So that's where the gal who had 2 sex partners, of course, she had more than that. That's where it is, where she's wild and crazy. She pined. She couldn't lock them down. So then she married Mr. Nice Guy or Mr. Reserve, break glass in case of emergency. And she's not giving him that. She's not giving him her best. That's what the guys want. Guys want the best sex. They do not want mail-in sex. And that's where she's always pining, thinks she gets, and then she'll file for divorce. And one could claim if she gets married once, then she ends up finding another guy. The sex is better. She gives them the ungoverned. You know, there's a governor on the card. Make sure you don't go to. She gives them the ungoverned sex. She divorces the guy, goes for that guy. So that's where it does not surprise me that when you got 2, it's there. There was a recent article posted, Return of Kings, by Emmanuel Goldstein, detailing the game necessity of presuming all women are ladies of the evening. In light of stories like this, it's not hard to see the pragmatism in that, but at least when you are single, game aware, and spinning plates, you do have the luxury and should have the foresight to know that even good girls do have the inclination to go feral with the hot alpha in the foam cannon party in Cancun for spring break. I don't even know what the foam cannon party is. I still don't know to this day. When she's in the proliferative phase of her ovulatory cycle. Predictably, I'm sure the ooh, men do it too wing of Critics Gallery will be the first to cry foul, as they ever have, about my drawing attention to the feral dynamics of sexual side of feminine hypergamy. And were it only about one side of women's pluralistic sexual strategy, aka alpha bleeps, beta bucks, they might have a point, but it's the other half of the hypergamic equation, the part that requires long-term male provisioning paired with emotional investment sets men short-term appetites, apart from women's short-term golly, Rollo. One of your books are 600 pages long. Well, there, you can go ahead and read that. Rollo's got that. If you're looking for a short version, if you're looking for a gal to marry and commit to, on paper, on academic, the numbers, according to this study, show or suggest one sexual partner results in the lowest case of divorce. I would like to know how much of that is religion forcing that, and it's a starfish sex, boring sex life. The two we understood. The 3 to 9, okay. That's where I probably would go. 3, 4, 5, even. I don't know. I guess it wouldn't bother me if it was. It all depends. I get you. You can't figure that out. You can't have these hard and fast rules. You have to date the girl to find out. And then, as Ryan Stone would say, you let her behavior dictate things. You know, whether or not are you going to cross a boundary? All right, there, boom, done, and you enforce your boundaries. But it says after 10. Oh yeah, no, that the chances for divorce are that high. But. So, yes, you can use this as a statistical hedge. You can be an actuary. And your men, they're right in one way. Like, yeah, if you had nothing else to go on, you slept with how many men? The more men you sleep with, yeah, the less likely you're inclined to want to marry them. The higher your statistical chances of getting divorced. So I can understand the concern there. But I won't date a girl if she's had more than 3 sex partners. Well, wait, you're just dating. Why don't you get on the gravy train? Why, while she, before she hits epiphany stage and settles down, why don't you get your shot in there too? So I'm imagining these are younger men. I mean, how old are you? So if you want to play by the statistics, yes, it's a generally good rule. The more men a woman sleeps with, it does matter, statistically speaking. Right. But at the same time, there's problems with those low numbers too. Again, the Christian woman who like locks the guy down and he dare not go outside of that, and it really sucks. You do know the majority of marriages are unhappy. You do know that. So it doesn't even have to be divorce. Like 86% of the marriages end up in divorce or unhappy. All right. So there's that. The 2, that's low, and she's got the alpha widow thing going on. And this is where you gotta date, guys. You can't just follow all these rules. You got to go and date the girls that the ones that got away. One, I'm sure she slept with probably at least seven or eight. I could be wrong. Could be a lot more. Probably was another couple gals in the 2, 3, 4 range. They were all right, but I'd need to have dated them longer to figure out if it would even work. Now you get some gal who's going home with guys and like is a sex addict or, you know, above 10, I could see that, like, okay. And it also depends on age. 10 at like 50, it's not a lot. That's like one every decade. Well, 2 every decade into her adult life. But if she's 16 and she slept with 10 guys, yeah, there's a problem there. Kind of an issue. Definitely not. You might even want to think about not dating that. You're like, oh, okay. But yes, generally speaking, the number does matter, but just don't take it as a raw number. You also have to sit and think what those numbers mean. And in the context of the age of what you're going for, right? Low number, not necessarily. Oh yeah. Being brought up in the church. Yeah. Saw a lot of pissed off, couples, a lot of not sex happening. That's, yeah. One life partner. Yeah, I know how those go. Sexless marriages. They're not like, ooh, my high school sweetheart. That's long gone. 2, the alpha widow. Look out, danger, Will Robinson. 3, 4, 5, right? Tell me more. Oh, 29, you've only slept with 3 people? Mm, okay. What? You're 13? You've slept with three people? So there you go. All right. Any super chats? The Covenant Man. What? You don't believe the guys report four digits? Yeah. What was it? Was it the Dream Johnson, 1,500 people in a month or whatever? Crazy. Yeah. Ty Huando, €2. How many birds before 40 to be a 5% cappy? Oh, I don't know, man. I have to, let's just ballpark it. Before 40, let's say 30. Because I did 30 by 30, and I had to be in the top single-digit percents. But we account for younger people. You know, millennials are 40 now, or approaching 40, and you young guys are approaching 40. I'm past 40. So for younger people to be in the top 5% of millennials and younger, how many girls you had to sleep with before 40? I don't know, three, because y'all ain't having sex. The number's definitely lower than my generation and definitely lower than boomers. Holy cow, with the free love and all the divorce the boomers did, they had so much peen and hoo-ha. It was peen and hoo-ha fest. You know how like Gen X had Lollapalooza? Yeah, and the boomers had Woodstock? Yeah, but that the real thing was peen and hoo-ha fest. And that was followed up by divorce fest. That was, and then third marriage fest. And then reverse mortgage fest. That's the canon of concerts that the baby boomers had. So for younger people, 4 to 5%, I go as low as 10. I bet you less than 1 in 20 men by the age of 40, Gen X and Zers, less than one in less than 1 in 20 will have had. What did I say? 5. No, I'm confusing my numbers. To be the 1 in 20. The 1 in 5, 20, I'd say 6 or 7, not 10. You'd have to sleep with 6 or 7 women to be in the top 5% by the time you're 40, if you're a younger generation. I don't know. Hire an actuary. He'll figure it out. Fred Freeman Solid, $2. Total number, who cares? Redheads matter. Cuddle hookums. Fred Freeman Solid, $2. You ever in public? Last time I went to Iowa. What are you on drugs half the time when you write these? What do you mean you ever in public? Last time I went to Iowa. All right. Django Geek, $5. Might not change your mind, but it's an IPO happening at the end of September. I expect excess of 100% gain shares, $10. Quantum Computing Company, I did research for. Have fun, man. Do whatever you want. I don't give financial advice. I give you options. Fred, $2. You should take the God pill. Slender Christian girls are hot. No. Okay, they may be hot, but you don't get to touch them. And I'll say it again. 9 out of 10 Christian women do not like sex. 9 out of 10 Christian women are not Christian for Christ. They are Christian because the religion allows them an additional weapon or power over men. And not just in regards to sex. It allows them to like, look, see, because the Bible, it's certainly Christ or any religious figure is flawless. All right. And any girl who follows a religion can see you're not a good fill in religious following. Buddhist, Christian, Muslim, Jew, Taoist, whatever, running out of religions. And that way they get to get married. Reluctantly have the peen put in the hoo-ha, maybe have some children, and then have the guy take care of them, and that's it. I really believe, and for the more traditional religions like Islam or Eastern religions, I don't think this is high, but certainly in Western world, 9 out of 10 purported female Christians or Jews or religious girls use that religion because not they're religious, but because it gives them power. Because then they don't have to have sex, among other things. So yes, some Christian slender Christian girls are hot. Slender girls are hot, but give me a secular girl. Give me a lady of the evening. They're more honest. Honest to God. They are. Rhett Butler, £5. It's the number of women she sleeps with. Sure. That'll happen. That happened in the 90s. Girls got all edgy and woke and started making out, faux making out on the dance floor. Oh, look at that. Colin Kircher, $5 Renaissance trip checking in Alabama to Boise. Cheers from Louisville, Kentucky. Wow, why are you going to Boise? There's nothing in Boise, man. If I were you, I'd go up through Montana. Boise's High Plains. There's nothing in Boise. Unless you got people there. Fred, $2. Even if you don't believe Christians better than Marxists. I will grant you that. Christians are better than Marxists. Not by a lot. But Marxists are just the Borg. They're just viruses and parasites. They're murderers and thieves. That's all they are. Christians, you know, there's some work ethic. They have a track record of building societies that don't necessarily collapse right away. But then they tend to fight each other. The cousins, the various sects within fight each other. We're all Christian. Yeah, but you're British and we're French. F you guys. This week. This week on France and Britain. Hey, let's declare another war. That's all of European history. All right, there you go. Questions, answers, aholeconsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles.